Hello, hello, Inglês na Ponta da Língua fans and friends. Here we are again with another edition of our Inglês na Ponta da Língua podcast. Today's podcast is really special because I have here with us our friend Bruna.
Hey everybody, how's it going? Well, I'm here today because I received an interesting email, and in this email the person asked me to talk about the use of the word let, which I thought, that's really cool because let is one of the most common words in English. Let is part of many expressions and can be used in lots of ways. So if you are learning English right now, you have to learn how to make use of it.
The word let is interesting because every time people hear this word, they may think about the expression let's go. But people have to understand that the part let can be used with any verb to make a suggestion that involves the person who is speaking and the person who is listening.
So I can say, I'm bored, let's go home. She is really busy, so let's help her.
And did you know that you can express a negative idea by saying, don't let's do this now, let's watch TV.
Really? Can you say that?
Yes, people usually say this. Don't let's do something, don't let's do that, don't let's do this, etc.
Okay, but can I also say, let's not watch TV, or let's not do this, let's not cook tonight?
That's it, you can say don't let's, or you can say let's not.
Let's can be also used when you accept a suggestion being made. So, when I say, for example, I'm bored, let's go home, what would you say?
Yeah, let's.
How about a coffee?
Yeah, let's. For those who might be wondering, let's is the contracted form of let us. However, you can use let us in lectures, presentations, speeches, and the like. So, you may hear something like, now let us move to the next part, or let us assume that, and some other formal uses of it.
Well, but that's not the only thing to be said about the word let. This word usually has also the meaning of allowing something to happen without doing anything to stop or prevent it. So I can say, I can't let myself get distracted by this kind of thing.
Or you can say, let your body relax.
Or he'd drink beer all night long if I let him.
Let can also be used to express permission. You know, when you allow someone to do something, as we may have in these sentences here.
His parents won't let him go out tonight. He's grounded. Or when a little child is talking to his mom, he could say, Mom, let me have one more slice of pizza, please. I beg you.
One thing that is interesting to notice here is the pronunciation of let me. People don't say let me all the time, they say lemme. The colloquial spelling is also interesting. Notice that we spell L-E-M-M-E. The other facts in pronunciation are that let him sounds let him, let her sounds letter, and let them sounds let him.
Well, and there are lots of other meanings and use for the word let, because it's really common, it's a really common verb. So you may find lots of phrasal verbs with it.
Yeah, and the phrasal verb we may have here is let someone down, which means disappoint somebody.
Yeah, so then we can remember the Beatles song, Don't Let Me Down, which means pretty much, do not disappoint me.
There is also the phrasal verb let on, which means tell a secret, but in a more informal way. Let me give you some examples.
Hey, did you know that Anna's pregnant? But please, don't let on to anybody. How did she plan the surprise party without letting on to her husband?
Apart from phrasal verbs, there are also some common phrases with the word let that are used in spoken language.
I'd say the two most common are, let me see, and let me think. Both expressions are used when you are thinking or trying to remember something. So people may say, let me see, where did she say she lived?
Now, let me think, what am I supposed to do here?
Oh, and we can't forget about let me know, which is a way to ask people to keep you informed on something.
That's it, and let me know is part of the ebook that we launched here on the blog yesterday, and that you can find more information on denilsodelima.com/expressões. That's it for today, guys. Let us know if you enjoyed this podcast, okay?
Good talking to you guys. Bye!